Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Thank you very much for downloading the Evening Show podcast. I am Gordon Smart and I'm sitting next to the youthful, pouting, talented phonetics expert.
All for you, mate.
Producer Joe. Do you want to give me a little bit of your best voiceover voice? Why don't you give me a little voiceover for the Evening Show podcast?
Download the Gordon Smart Evening Show podcast on Radio X.
I like that. You sound like Rob Bride in there. So I should get back to what's on the Evening Show podcast.
Probably
this
should,
week,
mate.
Shouldn't I? Right, there's some great stuff for you this week. I had Royal Blood on the show talking about their new album, which is well worth a listen. Plus, classic albums on Monday. I did Parachutes by Coldplay, which, if it was a human being, it would be sitting its driving lessons and driving test right now at 17 years old. It really did strike a chord with the listeners.
It did. People loved it, yeah.
It was amazing to hear people say, can't believe that's 17 years old, and what it meant to a lot of people. So we've got a little bit of that on the podcast, plus a funny little story about Noel Gallagher, a pair of trainers he gave to a friend, and a great tale of revenge. It's worth listening into that. So I hope you enjoy the Evening Show podcast. Make sure you leave a review, tell your friends, and generally say good things about it to lots of people.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, Led Zepp legend Jimmy Page loves them. Howard Stern is a fan. They sold over 1 million copies of their debut album, and they've got a glistening Brit Award for Best Band sitting on their mantelpiece. So, I'm absolutely thrilled to tell you that one half of the two-man artillery that is Royal Blood is on the Evening Show tonight. Here he is, one of the finest writers and live performers of his generation, Mr. Mike Kerr of Royal Blood.
Wow, what an intro.
You happy with that?
Yeah, is that all true? Are you sure about that?
I don't think I missed anything out there. The Jimmy Page thing blows my mind every time. That was amazing when he presented your award at the Brits.
That was like This Is Your Life, isn't it?
Does he keep in touch?
Jimmy Page, you know what? I don't think he has a phone. I think he's just on the typewriter.
Nothing but respect for that.
Yeah.
Can you just paint a picture of where you are right now? It's always good to know exactly where you are. Can you paint the picture of the Sistine Chapel of where you are right now?
I am just outside my flat in Brighton. I've just finished rehearsals, getting back into shape, trying to remember all the tunes. But yeah, it's been going great. It's been going really great.
That's great to hear.
It's quite weird, actually, sort of like playing some of the songs from the first record. Kind of like worried we wouldn't be able to do it.
You've been away grafting for quite a while now on the second album, and it's got a brilliantly promising title. I don't want to ask the cliched question, but I think I'm going to have to. Has it been a difficult second album to make?
I think like it's inevitable that after experiencing what we did, and ultimately our first album being somewhat of a collection of demos that ended up becoming this golden ticket that took us around the world and still this mad stuff that we never thought would ever happen to us, especially in a rock band. Yeah, I think there's an inevitable feeling of pressure. Maybe pressure is the wrong word. I guess just expectation to continue on the same path. And there was definitely a feeling of, what do we do now?
yeah, too right. So the new single's called Lights Out. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Because I read that a lot of the inspiration of the album came from stuff that was going on in your life. Can you shed a wee bit of light on that?
Yeah, I mean, I always write from that personal experience. I'm just a terrible liar, basically.
Yeah.
But Lights Out was a fun one for us because I guess for the first time on this record, we've allowed some of our other influences to seep in. So like, I think this one is almost like what if Justice or Daft Punk? What if like those guys had our equipment and had our bass and our drums and our sound? Like,
what a brilliant way to get into it. Yeah, I like the sound of that. Yeah, it's like Let's Pretend in music.
Yeah, it features like a lot more background vocals, which is something that, I mean, there's literally no background vocals on our first album.
Yeah.
We even had a bit of reverb at one point, which, again...
yeah, a little bit of magic dust.
We've really pushed the boat out on this one. Reverb, got it all, mate.
Good man. Right, Mike Kerr from Royal Blood's going to stick around, but this is the brand new single. It's absolutely superb. Loving this. So Royal Blood, the new single from the album, How Did We Get So Dark? This is the first play on Radio X of Lights Out.
Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart with the Evening Show here on Radio X. That was the brand new song from Royal Blood, Lights Out. Absolutely loving that. Taking on beautifully from the last album and carrying things on in the new album. How Did We Get So Dark? Mike Kerr still on the phone. Mike, you all right?
Yeah, all good, man.
What's it like hearing these songs being played out for the first time? Because you've spent 2 years putting them all together, presenting your baby to the world like a royal family.
I know, it's emotional being released into the wild. It's funny, you know, we've lived with all of these songs from, not just Lights Out, but all of these songs from the album, that they're on there for a reason, and we've spent a lot of time just sitting and living with them, and yeah, they almost become like close friends.
Yeah, I bet they do.
It's weird. By the time, yeah, that sort of feeling of releasing them and having people listen to them, it's like they don't belong to us anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of wash our hands of them. But no, it's a great feeling. And
that's great to hear. It's really difficult to talk about Royal Blood without using adjectives that are sort of really dramatic, like artillery, you know, like you're a two-pronged artillery and everything's a weapon and it sounds massive and all the rest of it. But I heard that you started off playing live with a guitar. It's a slightly different image.
I know, yeah. Well, I mean, keyboards and pianos is where I began playing music, really, from the age of like 6. And so I was in all sorts of weird, strange bands as a teenager.
So no guitar on this album then?
No, I think that's the third one. I think I need to like really have the trust of the general public.
Damon Albarn's just done it on the new Gorillaz album. Yeah, he's got the guitar.
No, he's beat me to it. Yeah.
Stolen your thunder. Mike, it's been a real pleasure having you on. Thanks very much for coming on and telling us about Lights Out. The new single's absolutely outstanding. Can't wait to see you on the road as well and hear that eardrum splitting music again. It's absolutely brilliant. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
Nice one, Mike. We'll catch up soon. That's Mike Kerr of Royal Blood. You're listening to The Evening Show on Radio X. Now, this is Kings of Leon.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was Catfish in the Bottom and Oxygen on Radio X. You're listening to The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. Now, if you've been listening in tonight, I was telling you all that I've been on holiday for a week, but the last night I had on Radio X, I signed off by going to the Royal Albert Hall to see the Teenage Cancer Trust gigs. Noel Gallagher performing or supporting The Who played the entire album Tommy, or as Noel calls it, Thomas. Anyway, Noel did 5 songs. We had a bit of a night out afterwards. And when we were out, he was talking about his new range of trainers, right? So I think there are 100 pairs he's been given to hand out to his mates. We can only described as a slightly controversial colour, very, very blue, especially ours. But anyway, they're going to go down very well and they will be a collector's item. But I was telling them a story. The last time he brought a set of these trainers out, he gave a few of us a pair of them. And one of the lads who got them, a guy called Lee, brilliant Geordie lad, he split up with his girlfriend. And just to hit the message home that they'd split up quite acrimoniously, she decided to take the trainers. Not only that, she then sold them on eBay and she got $4,000 for them. Not bad, eh? But that still hurts him. It's still a better one. But never mind, Lee. I'm going to play this song for you. This is for Lee McFarlane. And this is Oasis. Talk tonight on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week. X.
So this is a section of the show called Classic Albums. I do it regularly where we discuss a band and an album, something that we remember, a little bit of nostalgia, go back and visit and peel back the layers of an album that we all knew and loved very well. Tonight I'm going to talk about Coldplay and Parachutes, because can you believe it? July the 10th, 2000 is when that album came out. It's nearly 17 years old. So if you think about that album as a human being, it would be sitting its driving lessons right now and driving test. Frightening to think of that. So Chris Martin, Johnny Buckland, Guy Berryman and Will Champion, they produced this album with a guy called Ken Nelson. He also worked with Snow Patrol, who you just heard, The Charlatans and Paolo Nutini. They also worked with Mercury Music Prize winner Gomez, and that, I think that's the first time Ken Nelson ever saw the band, was when Coldplay were supporting Gomez on tour. There was another bloke involved as well, another producer called Chris Allison. He did High Speed on the album, and when he first got in the studio with them, he was massively, massively critical of the way they performed all the songs they'd written, because they couldn't quite get to grips with the pace of all the songs. So a lot of the album was recorded up in Liverpool in Parr Street Studios. I remember hearing Chris Martin talking about writing a lot of the songs on the train heading north from London with Johnny Buckland. The singles from the album were Shiver, Yellow, Trouble and Don't Panic. And how about this, right? It was number one and sold over 2.5 million copies in the UK. And the last figure I heard was it sold something in the region of 8.5 million copies around the world. It was nominated for the 2000 Mercury Music Prize, but it did also win a Grammy in 2002, I think it was, for the Best Alternative Music Album. It really did announce Chris Martin as a massive, massive star of music in 2000. And also, Johnny Buckland is a brilliant guitarist, much in the same way as Edge first made his appearance with U2. Will Champion talked about the secret formula that made this album so special, and he said that it was that the music was really, really sad, but the lyrics were incredibly beautiful and positive, and that's how it worked. If you listen back to it as well, I've listened to it quite a lot over the weekend, just to remind myself of it. And there are songs like Spies and Yellow, which were a real nod to their future as a massive stadium act. But at the time, they were just an indie band. And anyway, they've gone on to work since then. Then with Ken Nelson again on A Rush of Blood to the Head and X and Y. What a brilliant album, right? Back in July the 10th, 2017 years ago, Coldplay. Now this is a chance for me to play two songs back to back from that album, kicking off with Coldplay and Shiver, followed by Coldplay and Yellow. Get your ears around this.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. X. Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
All the things that you do.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
X.
I'm Gordon Smart, and this is your evening show on Radio X, and we've been doing classic albums tonight, Parachutes by Coldplay. That was Yellow, of course, still a massive part of Coldplay's live set and one of their most iconic tracks. I'm pretty sure Chris got that lyric when he spotted a Yellow Pages in the flat where he was writing the song, but I might just have imagined that. I've heard Chris say the band don't like the album, but it does have a huge emotional meaning for them. Parachutes was dedicated to drummer Will's late mum, who I think was an archaeologist. The video for Yellow was supposed to feature the whole band, but Will's mum's funeral was held on the same day, so Chris Martin had to appear alone. And if you remember, he sang at double speed because the video played out in slow motion. How about this is another internet fact, right? Not sure if this is entirely true, but I do like the sound of it because it was sourced on the internet. But the album cover was made with a Kodak disposable camera and a globe bought from WH Smith for a tenner. How about that? So that was tonight's classic albums, Coldplay and Parachutes. Loved every second of that.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Can't wait to see them live this summer. That's the Amazon's Black Magic. What a tune that is. I'm Gordon Smart with your evening show on Radio X. And here's a little bit of music news for you. Gorillaz have lined up their own TV show. Damon Albarn's co-conspirator in the band, Jamie Hewlett, was talking to Q Magazine and he revealed a 10-episode show is in the works featuring the animated band. Jamie also revealed that a feature film never quite made the grade because it was too dark to spend a couple of $100 million on. Ah, oh, well, they can afford it now. They're doing pretty well, aren't they? The band have also partnered up with Sonos to bring an immersive high-fidelity experience to locations in Brooklyn, Berlin and Amsterdam in April and May this year. That can't have come cheap, right enough. I also hear that they're doing quite a bit of work with Jaguar about the animated characters and how you can build a car, which sounds like it's pretty advanced and innovative as well. Sounds good. A little bit of other music news related to Damon Albarn as well. The Good, the Bad and the Queen have been working on a new album for the last 3 years, and he says that Brexit is providing their renewed inspiration. So yeah, lots of Albarn, lots of guerrilla stuff happening. And what better chance for us to play a little bit of Gorillaz for you now? Classic Gorillaz for you. This is Clint Eastwood on Radio X.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
You are listening to The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. Over the years, I've had some cracking nights out with the Cortinas. In fact, I remember one particularly messy one when they supported the Stone Roses. I think it might have been at Heaton Park. It could have been Finsbury Park in London. They all sort of blend into one. But I probably stood that night beside Liam Frey at a urinal in an outdoor concert. And anybody who listens to the show regularly will know that I'm writing a book called Slash Gordon, which is all about the most famous people I bumped into at the urinal. Now, carrying on the theme of the characters that have spoken about this, Alan McGee, Creation Records legend, was on the show a few weeks ago, and he told us, which I think has to be one of the best Slash Gordon stories yet. Here he is, Alan McGee, talking about his awkward bathroom encounter. Who have you got?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, that's good. What's the story? Where? When? Fill us in.
Very well endowed.
Really?
Yeah.
Walk the line with Joaquin Phoenix.
No, I'm friends with him. He's a massive Oasis fan.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's massive. And I made two or three albums with Joaquin, and he was always too scared to put them out because he didn't want people to know that he's got great musical talent. I was over in LA and I ran into him totally random, didn't know who he was actually. And it was around the time I walked the line. And then about a week later, Joaquin phoned me up and went, "When are you back?" And I went, "Oh, about another month." And they went, "Do you want to produce a record?" And I went, "I'm not a producer." And they went, "Yeah, but you had Oasis." And I'm like, "I don't know what that means, but yeah, of course I'll do it, you know." And I just became pals with him.
That's got to be one of the best Slash Gordons ever. Alan McGee, the founder of Creation Records, talking about his moments in the bathroom with Joaquin Phoenix, who we can now say officially is very well endowed. There you go. Walk the line, indeed. Now, Creation Records and Alan McGee, he was the man who gave Primal Scream their big break. I did them on Classic Albums the other night with Screamadelica. I tell you what a brilliant, brilliant album. I've been listening to it non-stop on vinyl recently. It still sounds brilliant. Almost, God, 20-odd years on from when it first came out.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I choke up every time listening to that, Paul Weller. You do something to me on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart with the Evening Show. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. Now, we're about to do Domestic Riders on the show. But as always, I explain the inspiration for this little section. It's a great little Bible, a little red book I've got called The Little Red Riders Book. And that's the odd, ordinary and outrageous backstage demands of rock and roll's most famous artists. Now, I'm going to open it at a random page to try and inspire you tonight. And what have I got? Page 142. Here we go. You two. Unsurprisingly, Guinness. Unsurprisingly, champagne. Slightly surprisingly, sherry. Then Chardonnay and Bordeaux. I think you're getting the message here, aren't you? A little bit of physiotherapy as well. That points out in brackets for massages. Two portable oxygen tanks because Bono needs his oxygen. One doctor, somebody to prescribe the oxygen. Washers and dryers. And how about this is a great eccentric item? A piano tuner. No mention of a piano, but it's important. It's essential to have a piano tuner. And just one more from the same kind of lexicon of bands. The police. Two things. Organic food and cough mixture. Now, I reckon if I was having that backstage, I'd have them together. Mixed in. Mixed in together.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Joe as well. Thanks for joining me this week. Joe, I've really enjoyed your company.
Very welcome, mate.
You make me feel young, just being around you.
That's good. That's a good thing to feel.
Yeah, it's a very good thing to feel when you reach the ripe old age of 37. If you enjoyed the Evening Show podcast, please make sure you leave a review and tell all your friends about it. I'm back every night on the Evening Show from 7 till 10. Please come and join us again when we're doing the show live. I'll see you weeknights from 7, Sundays from 1 o'clock with Smart and Sunday, and I'll be back with a new edition of the Evening Show podcast every week. Look forward to seeing you then.
Radio X.